Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, all our family worldwide.
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner with tips galore. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find this show to be a terrific teacher. Great authors like Ted Ciuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Fun impersonations and improvisations add to the show's Transfundmation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is open, or else you can call. Your comments are welcome. We appreciate them all.
Want to change your life? Change your approach. Hire Joyce Barry to be your life coach.
Now, that's what I call good advice from our friend Ted Ciuba, the author of The New Think and Grow Rich, and so many other masterful books that immediately went to the bestseller list. So thank you, Ted Ciuba, for the endorsement, and we love having you on our show. You are always welcome. So, folks, today's show, it's summer. Stay safe and have fun. Millions of people eagerly await summertime. There are so many things to do and so many ways to enjoy yourself. Join our favorite health guru, Beverly Nadler, as she explains how you can avoid summertime mishaps and stresses and the many ways to have fun in and out of the sun. One of the ways to have fun in and out of the sun is to listen to this show, because we'll always give you insights, things to make a difference in your life. And hey, you never know, you may get a laugh or two out of it as well. Welcome to the show, health guru, cool friend, amazing person, Beverly Nadler.
Oh, thank you for, as usual, a very, very, very pleasant opening and wonderful introduction. Yeah, this is a fun show. You know, what's interesting is that a lot of the world, including a lot of the United States, it's summer all year round. You live in Florida, it's pretty much summer all year round. And yet there is something about the summer season, even for people who, as I said, live in places where it's summer all year round, that's different. People think differently, they act differently, they become more adventurous, they look forward to different things, and of course there's a lot of people taking vacations, and as you pointed out to me, staycations, people are recognizing that perhaps there's a lot of things to do in my own hometown area, and I don't need to spend a lot of money and go very far away to enjoy myself. So people are doing both. And what we want to talk about today is, again, how to stay safe, and the many things that you can do to enjoy yourself, whether you're on a vacation or a staycation.
I just want to mention one other thing about a staycation, since it's very popular out here. On a staycation, we want to recommend not only are you avoiding traffic, you relax and enjoy yourself, but that's a great time to turn away from your computers, turn off your phones, go to a local movie, a local restaurant. It'll do so much to take away from the intensity and the stresses in your life. So I do advise you to check out a staycation, and perhaps it'll go a long way to help you stay healthier.
Wonderful idea, because there's so much being written now and presented about the problems that we have with being stuck on a computer or a cell phone. And yeah, staycation is a perfect time without the stresses that you can get traveling to your vacation spot to do that, to just recognize I am now on a vacation and I'm going to turn these machines off, because they are becoming far too addictive, and there are problems with it. There's problems, you know, life is full of problems. So we're going to talk about some of the things that we don't want to endanger ourselves with during the summertime. And of course, the most obvious has to do with the sun. The interesting thing about the sun is that it was the original healer years ago, before they had antibiotics and all of the other drugs, many of which we know are very dangerous. But before they had that, what people were told to do is go out into the sun. That's how you heal. Of course, we weren't at that time destroying our atmosphere, so I guess the sun was not as damaging as it can be now. But even people who lived in urban areas, they said, go out on your roof and just lie in the sun. And it didn't matter what was wrong, whether it was tuberculosis, whether it was a whooping cough, whatever condition a person had, they were told, go out in the sun. And that's probably primarily because of the very high vitamin D, because we can take vitamin D in supplemental form, which would be vitamin D3, because there's various forms of it. D3 is the most potent. But all authorities seem to agree that the best way to get your vitamin D is in the sun. So be careful when you're out in the sun. Choose the hours when the sun is not at its peak, and wear the proper sunblock or sunscreen. And when I say proper, what I mean is stay away from the chemicals and go for products that contain minerals such as zinc and titanium oxide. These are the things that will protect you. The minerals are immediately absorbed into the skin to protect you, and they do not ever cause a problem. Whereas I read about these chemicals, my goodness, I'm amazed that they're allowed to even be made, that people can actually buy sunscreen that contains all of these chemicals that are known to be literally cancer-causing. It's amazing to me, but I'm counting the amount of, and the names like paraaminobenzoic acid, avobenzone, oxybenzone, polymate, deoxybenzone. And if you see a whole bunch of things on your sunscreen that you're choosing, just move away and look for the ones that have minerals. And again, that's zinc oxide and titanium oxide. Those are minerals, and they are perfectly safe. Also, be sure that you use the sunscreen properly, so that you know, the tips of your ears, your fingertips, things that people tend to leave out if you're staying in the sun a long time. I go into the sun, I do not stay in a long time, but I do relish and I do know the value of the sun. So that's one thing, and it's an obvious thing, But many people end up with severe sunburn. So obviously, even though it's an obvious thing, for whatever reason, people are careless.
Yes, that's true. And also lazy. They'd like to take a big hat with you to block the sun, to take the suntan lotion. They just mindlessly go out because of their love for the sun, not thinking of coming back red as a turnip and severely burned. So you do need to think first and act on it before you even get into the sun.
And be very careful to take care of your children, because they need to have the protection, and they need to have the protection with safe sunblock. Okay, so let's move on to the next obvious thing, is that the summertime is filled with insects, and we don't like insects, and they they like us, unfortunately. Mosquitoes particularly like us, and one of the things, this has nothing to do with the protection as far as providing something, is the less sugar is in your body, the less you will be bothered by insects, especially mosquitoes. They never bother me. I have almost no sugar. I have some sweeteners that come from good things, but never, you know, coconut, stevia, monk fruit, but I have very little regular sugar, and I do not get bitten by mosquitoes. But for those who are using an insect repellent, stay away from DEET. DEET, D-E-E-T. Most of your insect repellents are made with DEET, even though DEET is a very toxic chemical. I mean, it affects the nervous system. People can get seizures from it. This is not something that you want to put on your body, even though it's very popular. And you can say, well, why do they still make it? You know what? Why do they still make these very, very sugary drinks? Why do they still make food with so many chemicals in it? Why do they still make food with trans fats? So instead of asking those questions, just simply move on to the next thing. There are many different things that you can use, insecticides, that do not contain DEET, and they do work. There's also something else, but this is indoor, or if you're out, you're on your deck and you have a electrical outlet, there's actually things that you can buy that have a particular frequency, a wave that keeps the bugs away. I don't know what they're called. We have them. We use them in the house. But you can go on, I guess, on Amazon, or you can look on Google for vibrational bug repellent. And, of course, that's, as I said, that's either indoors or on your own deck if you've got an electrical outlet. But you don't want to put chemicals on your body. We have so many chemicals that we are now exposed to. I read at least 77,000. I read in one place, in another place I read over 100,000, and a lot of them are in our food, and a lot of them are, of course, the stuff that's in the air, and you don't need to have additional ones when something else is available. So those are two of the most obvious things. You want to protect yourself from too much sun. You don't want to get sunburned. I want to tell you something that I read recently, which was kind of really worrisome to me, is that the information said that sunscreen doesn't protect from cancer. Unfortunately, I did not write the source. You might, if you're concerned about that, you might want to check it out. But as I said, you want to protect yourself with the right things that will prevent sunburn.
I just want to share something here. Beverly made a point to say how important a repellent is, but some of them are all chemicals and very bad for your skin and for your health. So let me recommend that you go to this site, healthyandorganic.net, for a healthy and organic insect repellent. There, when you use theirs, you don't have to worry about it. It's all organic. It's all healthy. So they have a wonderful insect repellent. Do check out healthyandorganic.net. And feel free to drop me an email if you want to find out more about this awesome company and all the things they can offer you that are that healthy, like my favorite being their essential oil, healthyandorganic.net. Back to you, Beverly.
I want to second that because this is a site in which you will find many things as skin. Again, we want to have less and less of our environmental toxins, and so they have a lot of wonderful things. And getting an insect repellent from that site would be a truly a tremendous benefit for you. So thank you for bringing that up. Let's move on, because there are so many things that just go wrong in the summertime, and a lot of them I'm just going to mention. I'm not going to be talking a lot about it. Alcohol and swimming don't mix. Make sure that before you go into the water, if you've had any alcohol, including beer, you've waited quite a while. And this is especially important for teenagers, you know, that you're going on to the beach, bringing with you some food. And also with food, make sure that this is food, that in the thing that you're bringing, there's a lot of ice, so that the food is staying fresh. And throw it away at the end of the day, because you will never know if the food is toxic. But if you've been out in the sun and it hasn't been protected, you do not want to eat it. Again, with alcohol and swimming don't mix, eating and swimming don't mix either. And because your digestive tract is working, and you need to use these muscles for swimming. If a light snack or something is okay, but don't have a meal before. And if you're diving, always walk into the water before diving, because water levels can change from year to year. And if you're diving in too shallow, a lake or a river or something, you can cause fatal head problems and neck problems, paralysis. So really be cognizant. You know, a lot of what I want to say is be aware. This is a time for fun and adventure, but you need to be aware. You need to be aware if you've got little children, if you've got animals, if you're in a car and you leave for just a minute, I'm just leaving for a minute, and you leave them in a car, either little children or animals, they can literally, I hate to say it, but they can die. So be very, very careful that you do not, you just say, I'm just going in for a minute. You never know what happens. It may be longer than a minute. So be very, very careful with your kids and your pets.
I'm not a drinker. I never did drink. But I never heard the one about alcohol and swimming don't mix. Because people sit at a pool oftentimes when they're on vacation and order a drink by the pool. So why is that not cool?
Because alcohol impairs motor functions. It impairs your skills, it impairs your reaction time, and it impairs your judgment.
Good answer.
That's it.
And as far
that's
as
the reason.
Swimming, that's something we always did here. That it's not a good thing. What is your explanation of that?
I'm having a hard time understanding. I don't know if it's something with the connection, but somehow your words are not clear, so I don't know what you just said.
I said, to repeat, that they say that you don't eat and then go swimming right away. I've always heard that one, but I don't know why that's so. Can you explain it?
The same reason, because your body is sending blood to your digestive tract, and there's less for the muscles needed for swimming. It's just a matter
okay.
of whether you have enough coordination, whether you have the motor skills, whether your reaction time is right, and also, again, it's the muscles. I mean, swimming requires muscles. Now, if you're going to be at the front, let's say, and you're not going into any deep water and you're just kind of wading in the water, that's not a problem. But for people who really swim, you do not want to eat before and you do not want to drink before.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. Okay, please continue.
Okay. very careful not to become dehydrated. Drink water, reduce your soda, because your soda is loaded with sugar or its artificial sweeteners, such as aspartame or different types of sweeteners. This is not what you want. You need water to stay clear of dehydration. And why that's so important, we had a show on that. You can check it out. The dehydration causes all kinds of problems, including problems in your brain. It's amazing. I mean, I personally was shocked when I read all of the things that dehydration can cause. So be sure to have enough water.
Always good advice to not let yourself get dehydrated. I heard somewhere that if you're feeling really thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
If you're feeling really thirsty, what was that?
If you're feeling really thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
That could be true. Also, I want to mention that people, especially elderly people, can be dehydrated, but they don't get the message. So they're not particularly thirsty, but they are, in fact, dehydrated. Also, if you are taking medication, many medications cause dehydration. So you want to be particularly careful in the summertime, especially if you're outdoors, and especially if you're prone to want to do any exercise. Make sure that any exercise that you do outdoors is gentle exercise and it is not in the sun. I'm aware of the fact that people do hiking and biking and other jogging outdoors and in the sun, but you're going to have to be careful. You're going to have to rethink some of these things. They're not in your best interest. Of course, you can choose the hours when the sun is not out, and you can also choose to do lighter exercise. But there is heat stroke is a big problem in the summertime, far more than people actually even talk about, but it is a big problem. And your body needs to be able to be cool, so wear loose-fitting, lightweight clothing. Take extra precautions, I mentioned this, with certain medications because they do cause dehydration. Take it easy, during, especially the hottest parts of the day. You don't want to be doing any, you know, really heavy exercise, if that's your thing. It's not my thing, by the way. My exercise consists primarily of Qigong, yoga, certain types of stretching and movements. I do most of them indoors. But you'll find in parks people are doing things like Tai Chi and Qigong. But again, these are very gentle exercises, and usually they're in parks in shaded areas. So
what is Qigong focused on? What is that one, Qigong? I've heard of it. What does that focus on?
Qigong brings certain energies into your body. It's movements. It's very gentle movements, some of them from side to side. Some of them, the simplest Qigong of all, is just standing with legs about shoulder length apart, with your knees, what we call soft knees. That means they're not really bent, but they're not held tight. You know, just a little bit, tiny bit of bending. And moving your arms just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. A very, very simple exercise. There are many. I mean, there's actually hundreds of exercises that are part of Qigong. But that one is a very, very simple one that years ago I actually saw a video. And this was the entire exercise. These were elderly people in a park. And according to the commentator who is narrating this, he said these are people, all of whom had certain, like arthritis, they had various different diseases, ailments, and yet this was healing for them. And that's what it's all they did. These were elderly people. When I say elderly, 70s, 80s, 90s, just swaying very, very little, moving your arms. palms back and forth. So you can find out a lot more by just going online, looking at Google, and they'll tell you all about Qigong and why it's very good. I do about 5 or 6 Qigong exercises every day and some yoga.
I just spell it for our folks, Beverly, so they can look it up.
It's usually Qigong. Sometimes it's spelled Qigong.
Okay, and that's very good advice. That shouldn't be too difficult for most people. We want to appeal to the masses. The more of you that we can get involved with these simplistic exercises, the best way to eat, things that you'll actually do because it's not so complicated. And my number one recommendation for your good health is to listen to our show every day. And hearing the words of our wise health guru is why you should be doing that.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you participate with us in having it happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. And on the upper left of the homepage, right under my picture, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you can join the thousands of followers that are interested enough in our show that when you can't listen when we are live, you'll know about our other shows that you can access through the archives 24/7. You can download them, you can play them, you can multitask with them on JoyceBarryAndFriends.com and do follow us. Also, on the upper right of the homepage is a search bar. You can put in Beverly Nadler, for example. All her shows will come up. All you need to do is click on any one of them. You will hear it right then and right there. You can put in a topic like happiness, and all the happiness shows will come right up just for a simple click. So we want to make it as easy as possible. JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. While you're at it, you can check out Joyce Barry on Facebook, become a follower and a friend, and also on Twitter. So we are out there to let you know we're out there, and we do ask that you participate with us. And if you get value out of it, whatever that value is for you, do share it with your friends and family and contacts. Back to you, Beverly.
You know, I want to say that this show is unique in the fact that it presents so many different topics of interest to massive amounts of people, and a lot of the information is different from some of the things that you'll get. There's thousands, I guess maybe millions of Blog Talk Radio shows, but I don't think there's anything that is like Joyce Barry and Friends. And I say that not just as your friend, not just as someone who is on the show every week with something to do with health, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. But I say that with a real understanding of what it is that people today need that can help them. And a lot of this you'll find with your wonderful guests on this show. So thank you for doing that every single day of the week. Except
and thank you for your participation. You really make a great impact as well. Okay, back to you.
All right, I want to mention something. This is the season of ticks and of joggers and hikers and bicycle riders, and you know, we need to be really careful about this because not all areas have it, but more and more areas do. And what the best precaution is actually what you're wearing. It's making sure that it's again lightweight clothing, but be cover yourself up, and that includes tucking your pants into your shoes so that your ankles aren't exposed. Also, I want to mention wearing hats, because people think about the sun and they're going to cover themselves, but wear a hat for the sun. And also, I don't know how far the ticks go, but it's really important to do that. If you're in a tick, what they call habitat, be careful. Search your body afterwards. If you find any, use the tweezers. Pull it off from the head, not the body, and pull it upward without twisting. You can also find out, again, you can find out almost anything on the internet, just that some of it is so difficult to know how to look. But if you find that you have a problem, how to remove a tick, and it will tell you without going through 500 different things. So this is really important to take, again, taking care of yourselves. We talked about staycations and vacations, and I'm going to talk about the many things you can do in a staycation, staying close to home. But first, I want to mention that if you are traveling for a vacation, be very clear on where you're going. Set up your route beforehand. Don't allow yourself to say, oh, okay, what path do I take? Check it out. Give yourself enough time. Give yourself enough time for packing. What you're doing is saving yourself from having stress. It's ridiculous to go on vacation all stressed out. That's not what you want to do. You want to take the time to make sure you know where you're going, where the route is, that you have things, if you're taking children, that you have things to keep the children occupied while they're in the car, and to make stops regularly so that bathroom breaks. Also, if you need to have something to eat, again, it should be healthy. And if you're taking drinks for the kids, juice, never juice drinks. If possible, if they'll drink water, and sometimes it's flavored water, that's even better than too many juices. So take the time. And also, when you're driving, if that's what you're doing to get to your destination or to get to the airport, please be aware of the fact that in today's world, we have way too much talking on a cell phone in the car, texting in a car. This is so dangerous. And I'm reading things from years ago, and it's worse. It's getting worse and worse. They're saying that there are 200,000 text-related crashes between 2001 and 2007. 16,000 people died, according to the International Business Times that checks these things out. Be very, very careful as you're driving. And remember, also, you'll want to be careful, but watch what's going on around you, because there are people who are driving near you who are texting, who are on the phone. So you want to be careful of how you drive. Be, again, that word that I used before, be very, very aware.
Folks, as you can see, our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is a wealth of information. I recommend that you find out more about Beverly by going to her website, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, and you will find so much more on health and the kind of things she talks about on the show, of course, in much more depth. Beverly, you want to just say something to give people a reason to go there?
Yeah, it is a information website. It's a research website. It tells you a lot about just things in this world, and also talks, one of my favorite subjects, which we do often, is about vibrational harmony. It's about how the laws of the universe, how they work. It's about the mind, the subconscious and the subconscious, and understanding how they work. And you'll find information on these subjects. You'll find information on nutrition, health. You'll find a lot of my poetry. You'll also find information about my coaching, testimonials, and also my books. And you can click on the books, Vibrational Harmony, one that I highly recommend because it has this wonderful beginning that is done by Joyce Barry. She wrote the opening, and as she says, she only does something like that if she really likes it. Vibrational Harmony is also a book on loving the game of life. You can check on these, find out if they're for you, and if they are, click on them, find out more about it, and order it, because that will give you a lot of information, some of which I share on this show, but as Joyce said, much more depth.
Yes, I highly recommend the book. I highly recommend the website. So, folks, do absolutely check that out. I also want to recommend my professional website to you. The official website is joycebarry.com. You'll find out about coaching. You'll find out the different seminar programs that we do. So check that out as well, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com, and you will see countless endorsements and testimonials from people all over the country, and I'm just going to share a few of them with you right here.
Joyce Barry
right
is
now.
An outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And in the subject line, just put Beverly-Summer Show. I always like to know the show, the guest that inspired someone to connect with me. You might have a message for Beverly or me about the show, the guest, the topic, anything you want to recommend, any guests you have that you want to let us know about that are special. So do send that email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. In the subject line, put Beverly Summer Show, and in the body of the email, just whatever information you want me to know, but include your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and where you're from. And oftentimes, if there's something worthy to talk about based on your email, I will get back to you in a timely fashion. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Okay, so let's talk about what can you do close to home in the summertime that usually you're not going to be able to do except in the summer, sometimes in the spring, early fall, and some of it is just wonderful. There are so many festivals and carnivals that we have during the summer that come into town traveling. I remember so many that I took my kids to, and they were always close by. Almost any area will have something within a few miles that you can go to, and they've got the not a roller coaster, but usually a Ferris wheel and carousels and different things that children love. And I just we just looked forward to that when my kids are small. Of course, my kids are no longer small, and what we tend to go to now, what I tend to go to now, is to the art shows, the creative shows, where people come and display their art, which is, in many cases, it's painting, photography, it's also lithographs. And then also they have other things. They sometimes have beautiful clothes, handmade clothes. My daughter bought a pair of the most wonderful shoes that are made by hand, and she's going back. We're going back, in fact, this weekend to another art show to see if she can get another pair. The most comfortable shoes and the one she gets the most comments about because they're so unusual, but they're wonderful for walking. So check out in your area. I know that right on the internet, it'll tell you everything that's happening in your area, and all you need to put down is, what can I do this weekend in whatever area you're in, and you'll find lots of things. And, of course, if you're on a staycation, it doesn't have to be on the weekend, or most things happen on the weekend, but there's things going on during the week also. It's a perfect time, of course, for picnics in the park. Again, I mentioned before, be careful of the food that you eat and make sure there's a lot of, yet you packed some ice in there. It's a perfect time to go to the zoo or to botanical gardens. And, of course, there's, if you're in the New York area, San Francisco area, San Diego. You know, they have Brooklyn, which is also New York area. Wonderful botanical gardens. And there's something that happens as we walk through all of these beautiful things of nature. Literally something that happens, a vibration that moves us. We just feel relaxed. We just feel this great feeling of peace as we go through. Nature is something that is so important for people to connect with, and the more you can do that, the more you will find your own mental and emotional and even your physical state being healthier and happier. These are wonderful things to do, and there's plenty of them. We happen to be near an unusual national park in Connecticut. It's the only national park that is dedicated to artists, and it's literally just a beautiful, beautiful land with beautiful, of course, flowers and foliage and trees and interesting buildings, and a lot of artists come here, and I don't mean necessarily artists who are making their living as through art, but they are people who love to draw, paint, pastel, any of these things, whether it's watercolor or tempera or acrylic oils. They come and they just make beautiful pictures, and they are beautiful out of the scenery. And they even have special showings going on at this particular, it's called Weir Farms, if you happen to be in the New York area, or certainly it's in Connecticut, so any of that, you might want to check it out. And, of course, you might be near another national park if you're living in certain areas where they have other beautiful sites. Check them out. And, of course, there's something else that you can do and catch up on your fun reading. Just relaxing. Go to your library or check out books on Amazon for things that are fun for you. Aside, I spend most of my life reading books that are of either a spiritual nature or have to do with health. in one form or another. But during the summertime, it's a great time to just take out some novels because there's something you don't get to do during the busy times when you're not on vacation. So these are the things that, you know, in most places have, whether it's a beach with an ocean, you know, if you don't have that, there's usually lakes. There's different ways, and of course pools. You can go to any of these things and just relax on the side. You can sit under an umbrella if it's heat time and just relax. Think in terms of this is not a time for stress, that you want to be free of stress during this time. That's why, even though there's a lot of adventure and people wanting to do this and do that, there's no rush. There's two or three wonderful months in which you can let yourself literally let go, and I mean let go of the stress and the struggle and all of the I have to do this and I have to do that we have all year long, because there's so many different research reports talking about the importance of taking what they call a vacation. More than, they're not talking about where you take it, how you take it, but they're saying to get away from your everyday life of work, whether it's, even if it's work that you enjoy, it's something else that your brain and your body needs in order to just be able to literally refresh yourself. You know, there's the word recreation. What does it mean? It's recreation, recreating yourself through recreation. Just going to a playground. When my kids were little, I found this wonderful, wonderful playground that had a pond, and there were lots of ducks and geese in this pond, and they would play, you know, on the monkey bars, and they would do the various swings and things. But then we would just sit and watch the ducks and the geese, and we'd come back from that, and it was just a day that my kids would say, "Oh, we love that. When can we go back?" It was just delightful. I kind of miss, in a sense, because my grandchildren are not close to me, so I can't do anything with them. But I love to watch children at play. It's just a delightful thing. You can go into a park just to watch children at play.
And by close to me, she means logistically, because she is close to her family, very much so. So, folks, I want to recommend that you heed the advice of the show. It can make a profound difference on how you're dealing with the summer, enjoying the summer. There's been many, many suggestions that were given to you. And I suggest you can start small as long as you
start small, think big. Start small, think big. Don't go zag when you should go zig. Stay on course. You'll reach your goal when it comes from your heart, when it comes from your soul. Now take that first step. You know what's best. Don't go east when you should go west. Keep on smiling. Don't you frown. Always stay up. Never get down. You are bright. You know what's right. For sure it's no mystery to stay in positivity. The choice is yours. Time to begin. You don't want to lose. You want to win. Don't be like the one who blew it. Be the one that knows to just do it. Whatever you do, whatever your approach, get support, a mentor, a role model, a great life coach. Get out your journal, get out your pen, put in deadlines, and ask yourself, if not now, when?
Well, folks, I just want to stress that on the heels of everything you hear on our shows, do take action. You could start small, think big, and have it happen for you in a safe and fun way. Beverly, I'm sure you have a poem. And also, what words of advice do you want to leave our listeners today?
The words of advice is to be aware, to seek adventure experiences. Have fun, but be aware so you don't have accidents or injuries or end up with a sunburn or anything else. And you can do that. I love that poem, by the way, and it's so true. We can control our lives if we are aware and awake. And yes, I do have a poem. The good old summertime. Summertime once more is here. It's my favorite time of the year. There are so many things to see and do, like visit the botanical gardens and go to the zoo. In the summer, nature is in her glory. Lush foliage and exquisite flowers tell her story. It's lovely to have a picnic in the park and exciting to catch fireflies in the dark. In the summer, we can have so much fun and get extra vitamin D from the sun. But protect yourself. Mineral sunscreen is neat, and use bug sprays that don't contain DEET. Enjoy leisurely walks on the grass or seashore. There are barbecues, parties, adventures galore. Swimming and surfing is such a delight, and so are moonlit campfires at night. There are outdoor fairs and food with delicious desserts. Make healthy choices and always stay alert. Hydrate yourself and your children with water that's pure. It's so much healthier than sugary drinks, for sure. Watching children at play can make your heart sing. On the seesaw, monkey bars flying high on a swing. They're excited as they climb and ride down the slide, and they feel such joy on a carousel ride. Going on vacation, then carefully plan and avoid high traffic driving whenever you can. The season is short. You don't want to be stressed. So along with fun and playtime, be sure to get some rest.
Well, Beverly, that is an awesome poem that really sums it all up. And I want to sum it up the way that I would, by offering you the keys to the kingdom, the magical keys. And here they are. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode when you're getting your job done? Are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. I'm all for having all that you want and even more. And folks, I want to leave you with these thoughts. Go out and do a random act of kindness. Make someone happy today. Pay it forward. Pay it backwards. Do what you can, one person and one positive action at a time, to make this world a better place. That's my recommendation to you. Giving others your support, your love, your kindness, all that comes back to you. We've done many shows on the law of attraction. Look that up in our archives, because I firmly believe in karma, and what you put out does come back to you. And right here, right now, we want to have you laugh with us, sing with us, and join with us in dancing with us. But before I do that, I'm just going to take a moment to offer you my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And as I stated a moment ago, we do want you to laugh with us, sing with us, dance with us, and we're going to provide the wherewithal for you to do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you. And thank you, Beverly Nadler, for yet another great, informative, and inspiring show.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I wanna listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.